Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Maseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz. Le'ilei Nishmas Shmar Yehu Ben Chaim.
Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Tzadik Gimel. The Gemara brings an machloket between Rav and Shmuel with regard to a shomer, a person who is watching somebody else's payrois on his field, at a time of the Gitoy Fa'areimois, which is a time when the melacha is nigmar, and at the time of Gemar melacha, you're watching over the wine that's in the vat, you're watching over the pile of produce that's in the field. So it's a time of Gemar melacha. And according to Rav, Rav holds Meshamber Ka'oisa Maisa Domi, which is to say that a person who is doing an act of watching and guarding is considered to be an actual act, an actual Maisa. And therefore, in the opinion of Rav, that Shomer is considered to be a regular pile on the Sada, and he eats the payrois, Meikar Hadin. Masha Enkein, according to Shmuel, Shmuel holds Meshamer is lav ka'oisa ma'isa dami. He considers somebody who's just guarding, which is not an active kind of an action. So he's just guarding it. It's not ka'oisa ma'isa dami. Therefore, in the opinion of Shmuel, me'ikud din da'iraisa, the person who's watching over those pears is not considered to be a poil in the sodek because he's not doing an activity. Therefore, he does not eat the pears me'ikra din. However, we still say that he's able to eat me'ilchois medina, which is a din that's discussed in the Mishnah, which Rashi explains in the Mishnah to mean that that's the minig, and therefore we follow the minig. So that's the machloikis between Rav and Shmuel. Meshamer ka'oisa ma'isa or not, and we paskin lahalocha like Shmuel, and we say that Meshamer, somebody who's just guarding, is not the equivalent of an oisa ma'isa. There is a fundamental question over here as to whether we would apply this machloikis, meshamer ka'oisa ma'isa, in other places in the Torah as well. That means the Gemara gives one other nafkamina and only one. The nafkamina that's given in the Gemara is with regard to someone who's guarding over the Pora Aduma after the Shechita, and he's just guarding over it. And we know the halacha is, based on the Pesukim and Chukas, that the person who does activities, actions, with the Pora Aduma after the Shechita, he's become Metamei Begodim, he becomes Tamei, and he's Metamei Begodim. And what about somebody who's guarding over it? So the Gemara says that if I hold a meshamer ka'oisa ma'isa domi, then me'ikra hadin, he's metame begodim. And if I hold meshamer lav ka'oisa ma'isa domi, which is how we paskin, then he's only metame begodim based on a gzeir that the Gemara gets into. But that's the only other nafkimina. The Ksais HaChoshen brings down another nafkimina in the name of his son. The Ksais's nafkimina is as follows. The Ksais gives a bit of a hakdama to his nafkamina. He brings on the Rosh in Masech Nedarim Daf Ayin Beis that the Rosh says that if somebody makes a shliach to meifin nidre ishtoi, if he makes a shliach to annul the vows of his wife, to meifin the Nedarim of his wife, that's fine. You can make a shliach to meifin her vows. However, the Gemara is mavur over there that there's a problem with being meifin de shliach if the husband did not hear it himself. V'hol lo yisham abal, the Gemara says. The husband has to have heard it himself. Frek the Rosh over there in Masech Nedarim. Why are we assuming that if it's possible to be made for the Nidre Ishtoi, a Shliach, that Hafora could take place with a Shliach, then why are we saying that the hearing, the Shmiah of the Nidre, has to be Dafka Ayyadei the Baal himself? Why can't they also be done Ayyadei a Shliach? You should be able to hear it Ayyadei a Shliach as well. And for the Rosh, no. Since hearing Shmiah is a Midah de Bemela, it's something which happens by itself, it doesn't involve an action, a Maisa, it's just a Midah de Bemela, it happens by itself, so therefore it's impossible to do a Midah de Bemela Ayyadei a Shliach. So you have to hear it yourself, because that's not an action, and then you can be mefer al yedei a shliach. Based on that hakdama, the Ksais HaChoshen brings from his son the following nafkamina with regard to the sugya later on in Bava Metzia of Kuf Yud Ches, where the Gemara says that habota behefker is koine. What exactly is habota behefker that is koine? That's a bit of a shail in the Rishonim. But the way that the Ktsois boys it is, he demonstrates that Rashi Shita al Koponim is that habota behefker means that the person is not just looking, because looking at hefker in fact is not a kinyan, like the Gemara says in Bava Metzia on Daf Beis. But being mabit behefker, which is defined by Rashi on Kuf Yud Ches as carefully guarding over it, vigilantly guarding over the hefker, so that is considered to be a Rashi refers to Adova Toirach, he's matriach himself, daitoy lekach, he's carefully guarding and watching over it, and therefore according to Rashi, that's sufficient to be an act of a kinyan, to be coined a hefker with this act of hagbota by guarding it. Now, what if you want to be a shliach to be mabit behefker, to guard over it, and be a shliach to be coined it for your mashalech, not to be coined it for yourself, but for the mashalech? Could you be coined al yudei habata behefker, al yudei shliach? As of them, the choice, and it brings that from his son, that depends on the machlokes in this Gemara. If I hold meshamer, because that's what you're doing over there on the hefker, you're guarding it, you're being meshamer, that's what mabit means, lefi Rashi. So if you hold meshamer, it's koisa maisa, don't be like Rav, it's considered to be a maisa. And if it's a maisa, then I apply the Rosh's rule in the Dorim, and I say that in a maisa, I'm able to make a shliach, and therefore a shliach could be koine for the meshalech.
Nach with Habota Behefke. Mashain came the halacha that we pask in the Bota. The Misham is not Ka'isa Maisa Dombi, that just doing an act of guarding is not considered the equivalent of doing an action, a Maisa Maisa. So, Mela, if it's not a Maisa when you guard over something, then you can't do it a Shlichus, because then we apply the flip side then of the Rosh and Mesachet Adorim and Medame Teshmir, just hearing something. Admitted the Mela, the Rosh says, it doesn't involve an action, just happens by itself. Then it's impossible to be a Shliach. And a Mela, this is a Nafkamina that Ksais brings down the name of his son, and we would pass in the Halacha, he's this. Is like Shmuel and Hawa Sugi, Mesham Belavka, Yisum Aisa Dami, and consequently we end up paskening with regard to Abota Behefker, which Rashi defines as guarding over Hefker, that as well cannot be done Ayodei Ashliach. That's the Shtikal Torah of the Ktsayis HaChoshin. And the Tabas HaChoshin over there from Rav Scheinberg, Zechon Levrochem, Rav Scheinberg Tainiv, that he's not convinced that this Klia in Mesham Ka'isa Maisa Dami is necessarily a Klia that ought to be Tzugestelt, that ought to be applied to the question of Abota Behefker Koine. Why? Because Rav Scheinberg Tainiv is that, let's from this boyin and carefully and try to think, what is the underlying logic behind the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel and our sugya? We really have to ask that question. Why is it that we have one side, Rav holds that Meshamer is like a Maisa and Shmuel holds it's not like a Maisa? What's the underlying crux of that issue? So of them, Rav Scheinberg Tainis as follows. He says, Avada, the fact is that an actual physical activity, of course, you're not doing a physical act. And that's really why we have a shiloh altogether, whether it's Kaisa Maisa. A physical act is not happening. You're just kind of standing there like a goylem and watching over it. However, even though there's no physical act, the fact is that you're impacting in some manner on the Dover Hanishma, on the thing that's being watched over, because now it's a watch thing. Without you, it would be unwatched. It would be like Hefke for all takers. And now that you're watching over it, you're making it into a watched item, a guarded item. So therefore, you're impacting on that which is Nishmar, even though it's being done without an actual act, without an actual Maisa. So that's the Machloikis, says Rav Scheinberg, between Rav and Shmuel. Rav held that the non-maisa that you're doing, it's not an actual maisa, you're just guarding over it, but that is considered to be a non-maisa activity which is nisyaches to the cheftza ha-nishmar. Al-koponim, you have a yachas to the thing it's being nishmar, you're transforming it, azoy tzazogin, changing it, because it used to be, throughout your act, it would be non-guarded, unguarded, and with you it is guarded. Now, Shang and Shmuel held that since there's no actual action that's being done, there's no maisa mamish that's being done, you're really standing there passively, so the mele, therefore, Shmuel held that what you're doing can't be nisyaches to the Dover HaNishmar. It's unable to make an actual halachic shinui in any way in the Dover HaNishmar. And therefore, you're not considered to be impacting on the entity that you're watching over. And that, Rav Scheinberg Tainit, is the Yisrael Machloikas Rav and Shmuel. Mele said, the two nafkim in the Gemara work well. Because a poil, for example, is only able to eat when he's being osuk with the produce. Well, are you being osuk with the produce? You're not lifting it, you're not cutting it, you're not harvesting, you're not putting it in baskets. And what are you doing? You're just standing there looking at it. Well, if I hold like Rav, what you're doing is impacting on the Dover HaNishmar, you're turning it into a Shomur entity, therefore you consider it Osuk with it and you're allowed to eat. According to Shmuel, it's considered to be that you're standing there, you're not transforming the Dover HaNishmar, you're not Mesiachis to it, and Mela, therefore you're not Osuk involved with it and you can't eat. Likewise with the Paraduma as well. The Shiloh that there is, as Rav Scheinberg, are you considered to be impacting on the Mayim? You're making the Mayim into a Dover. You're supposed to be Shomer the Paraduma, you're supposed to be Shomer the Para. Are you considered impacting and you're just standing there? You're making it watched, but is that considered to be an actual transformative? You have a yachas to the Pora. So according to Rav, yes, and you consider to be misyachas to the Pora by being shomer and making it into a shomer to the Pora, and consequently, according to Shmuel, that you're just standing there, mishamer is not considered to be impacting and being misyaches to the Pora, and therefore the Pora is not considered to be in some way transformed, a shomer to the Pora through you. Consequently, you're not directly interacting with it, and therefore you're not matanim because of Ikradin. That's Rav Scheinberg's Hezber in the Sugya. And the Mela, based upon that, Rav Scheinberg Tain is the Teinach, you want to make Nafkeminis that are very, very specifically negated to the question of whether I'm impacting and interacting with the Dovor that's somewhere through me. Those Nafkeminis will be Takatolo in the Machlaikas Rav and Shmuel. Masha Ein Kain Zokter, then I get to the Shiloh of Habota Behefker, over there Zokter, regardless of whether what I'm doing is Nisyaches to the Dovor Hefker or not, whether it gives me a Yaches to it or not, Either way, whatever it is, I'm actually doing something. Maybe it doesn't involve an actual maisa mamish, but I am definitely doing something. I'm being a guarder, I'm guarding it. And consequently, if Sheinberg Tain is that to him it's poshut, that you should be able to say that there is a din shlichus over there, we do not apply the Rosh's idea, and we say that you're definitely doing something, you're guarding something, whether you have yachas to the chifza hanishmeris is one question, but al kaponim, you're definitely doing something, there's a doing over here, you're guarding, and may look consequently, Rav Sheinberg feels that you should definitely have to do that idea shlich. This last point of Rav Sheinberg, that I'm definitely doing something when I'm at behefker, sounds a little sticky, because after all, there's no mamish, is not mamish an action after all, so I do want to mention that I saw a vort on this from Rav Shmuel Rozovsky in the Shur of Shmuel Rozovsky. Rav Shmuel Rozovsky Tain is something he says a lot more clearly. It's because I had to say it over in his nusach and in his way. Rav Shmuel Rozovsky Tain is, and he says in his opinion, when the Rosh says that Shmiya, hearing something, is a middah de memela, it's something which happens by itself, and a mela, therefore, it's impossible to do it as shliach. Rav Shmuel Rozovsky expresses the opinion very stark that he just says the Rosh did not mean to say that you have to do a mamish, an actual physical action, that you have to be some kind of motion, there has to be movement and motion and activities. He believes that that's not pshat in the Rosh. Now, Shmuel Lozovsky says that the problem with Shmiya and the reason why it's impossible to make a shliach to hear something, in this case to hear the person make the neder, Shmuel Lozovsky tends, the reason is because hearing is something which a person is a recipient of it. That means I'm receiving the sound and, so to speak, taking it in by means of hearing it. In other words, it's not a question of whether there's a physical movement or a motion or an actual activity. The question is, I'm not doing something. If anything, I'm actually serving as the makabel of the doing. I'm receiving the sound that's passing through the air. I'm hearing it. I'm taking it in. That's where Dr. Rav Rozovsky, the Rosh Taina, that it's impossible for a person to make a shliach. Mashenko Shmuel Rozovsky Taina, and he argues on the Ksois, and he Taina that Habot of a Hefker will a Maisa al Kaponim on the door, even if I'm not doing it with a motion type activity, I'm kind of standing there watching something, but Maisa on the door, I'm not taking and receiving something like receiving the Shmia, but actually I'm doing the doing of it. I'm being Shoimer, I'm Mabit Behefker, watching over and being kind. So he tainas that in his opinion it's clear that the Rosh Maskim that Shlichus would work. It doesn't depend on Rav Shmuel over here. I'm not the recipient of a Shmia, but actually the doer. So then is actually a more sharper way to bring out the Chiluk and the way to Dingzach on the Rosh. Kopanim, what's more negale in Yoneinu to the Hezbar of our Sugya of the Machlokes, Rav and Shmuel, that we have in our Gemara, we see that Rav Sheinberg is tightening that kind of narrowing and localizing the Machlokes between Rav and Shmuel over here. It's not something which is negale to all over the place and many nafgeminas all over Shas, where the Meshamer is considered to be like a Maisa, but rather it's a specific Dion, which is negale to the two nafgeminas that the Gemara gives, and the Dion is what I'm doing, which is guarding over these entities, is it something which gives me a yachas to these entities, that haste that I'm this yachas to them, and that's the Shaila Ravol, I am getting a yachas to them, that's Oysa Maisa in the entities of Hanish Hanishmorim, and Shmuel Lodom not getting a yachas to them, and the Nafkim in a being, like Rav Sheinberg says, am I considered to be a poil in those chafetzim, which allows me to eat from them, am I considered to be misyachas to the poro, which would make the person tell me ikra din. Granted, it's interesting to note that it appears that Rabbi Tzachon, the grace of God, Rabbi Tzachon Spector, actually appears to have not been maskim to Rav Sheinberg. He was perhaps more along the lines of choice on this issue. In other words, the Hainu, that we really could apply more of a shas a dion, and this machloik between Rav and Shmuel, Rav's Meshama Koisa Maisa, don't be like a Shas issue. The Meshama Koisa Maisa, and Shmuel holds not. And not like Rav Sheinberg, who narrows it down. The Sefer Nachal Yitzchok of Yitzchok Chonon is brought down over here in the Chashuk Echemed, the Zilberstein, and Bob Metziah. So the Nachal Yitzchok goes on the following question, the following kasha. The Nachal Yitzchok brings down, there is a din, which is in Vurim Rishonim, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is in Chosh Mishpat Reish Tzadik Gimel, that the halacha is that if a Shomer accepts a chayfet and accepts to watch over it for a certain amount of time, a certain time period, then that Shomer will not be able to relinquish it in the middle of the time period and give it back to the Bailam and insist that the Bailam take it back. Rather, he's stuck, because he was Machayev himself, to watch it for a certain period of time, he's Machayev to watch it all the way down to the end of that period of time, and he can't give up his chiv in the middle. On this, the Rajba asks a kashan, Kedushin Daf Yud Gimel, that why should it be to the din? The Rajba asks, L'choir, every shomer is like a poil. He's working for someone, he's like a poil. And with the halacha is clear, and we actually had a lot of discussion about it in the sixth period, we had said the shiurim, that poil, yochel lachzer poil, afilu b'chatzi hayoim. A poil is allowed to back out, even in the middle of the day. That's the halacha. So every shomer is able to back out in the middle of the time period as well. Why is it any different, for the Rajba? Why should a shomer not be able to back out in the middle of the time period if a poil is choiv even b'chatzi? And this, the Nachal Yitzchok, Rabbi Tzachon Chonon, says actually a teretz, which he says behedya, that it's totally in the deis of our sugi. In other words, the Nachal Yitzchak Tainas that every shomer is spending the overwhelming bulk of his shmira time. He's just watching over it. He's just guarding, kind of inactively guarding over the entity. There are certain times, says Ritzel Chana, that it is true that a person mightn't be involved in certain doing certain actions, mamish. There's a halach of shituach, v'niur, you're watching over sheets and you have to air them out every so often, you have to spread them out, shake them out. Different dinim of shituach, v'niur. We'll have dinim coming up later, Mr. Shema, the daf today on Tzadik Gimel. Also, different times when the poel has to get involved in hiring workers and doing different things to be shomer, the object of his, which is endangered, the zach that he's watching over. But there are klaus of the Ritzel Chana, avada the bulk of the time of a shomer. The Iker Shmira is spent in an inactive manner. He's really just a Meshameh. So that's a bit of a We know that the reason why a poil could be choiz even b'chatzi hayoim, and we actually talked about this in the sixth parak, is because of the pasuk ki avodai heim, avodai v'lo avodim la'avodim, which means that a person is doing some sort of a maisa avdus, of subservience to somebody else, and avdus to someone else, he's allowed to back at the middle of the day, because he can't be that he's mamish and eved to yenim, we're only eved to the b'nishom. Avodai v'lo avodim la'avodim. It's Dr. Nacha Yitzchok, good, that's been a person doing a maisa mamish, pu'ulois mamish, but he only guarding it. So he says that depends on Rav Shmuel. If you hold like Rav, Meshamer is koisa maisa dami, and therefore, and the Chanami, every shomer is mamish like a poil because he's mamish like he's doing a maisa, and therefore, Meila, he'll be able to knock it back out in the middle of the shmira time. He's taka demit to a poil. But he always do, he paskin like Shmuel, who holds a Meshamer is love koisa maisa dami. So therefore, it's going to come out that we paskin that the person is guarding over something is not considered to be mamish doing a maisa, and a Meila. He's maybe not doing it to an Eved, and there's no Avodahim, Avodim, Avodim. He's just standing like a Goylem. He's just standing passively watching over it. Where's the Avdus in the Rhine Zokter? And since there's no real Avdus in that, therefore you don't apply Ki Avodahim, and you can't back out in the middle of the day. And that's the Hezber in this Psak Din. If you think about it, it's really Mavur, that right at the face of it, that the Nachal Yitzchok, Rav Yitzchok Chonon, is Mavur, that he didn't narrow down the Machloikas of Meshamer, Ko'is and Maisa Dami, in the manner of Rav Scheinberg, the Bas HaChoshin. Because if you're going to Nemon, like Rav Scheinberg does Nemon, that Meshama Koisa Maisa is really, everybody holds that Meshama is some sort of a doing, it's an activity, even if it doesn't involve emotion, mamish, it's definitely doing something. The whole Shaila Rav Shmuel, according to Scheinberg, is whether you consider it to be Nisiyachis to the Chefetz HaShomer, which is Negei Nau Gemara. If that's the whole issue, then why is it Negei to the Nachal Yitzchok? I mean, Negei to Avodayim, Vale Avodim Lavodim, what do I care whether I'm being Nisiyachis to the Chefetz HaShomer offhand? It's just a question of whether I'm doing something. I'm considered to be a doer and also can avoid it. And if I hold, according to Nachal Yitzchok, the Yitzchok says that, he says, that Rav holds them to be also can avoid, then Shmuel holds that I'm not. He apparently held that according to Shmuel, Meshamer is mamish not like an oisa maisa, not just I'm lacking a particular yachas to the chayfetz hashomer. So it sounds like that the Nachal Yitzchok is not following this mahalach of Rav Scheinberg. And if you think about it, I just want to add that if you misbinding into it, there is pashtus a reason that arguably why the achronim are noita from Rav Scheinberg. Because we could certainly be masking to Rav Scheinberg says that the sherish machloikas in this sugya between Rav and Shmuel is benegia to whether I'm considered to be Nisiyaches and interacting with the Chefetz HaShomer, am I making it a Chefetz HaShomer and Nisiyaches to it? That could be the Sherish of the Shaila. But Lemaisa, you could tie in on that just to add an akuda, if I am considered Nisiyaches to the Chefetz HaShomer and I'm interacting and that will be Rav Shita, so then I'm considered to be Osuk and an Asik and a Mele, even though I'm not physically moving or anything, that's considered to be an Asik Mamish. Mashenk, in according to Shmuel, I'm not considered to be interacting with the Chefetz, so a Mele, that's time I'm standing there, so why Chtesi it should be called an Asik altogether. So Mele, you really could tie in that according to Shmuel, that Meshamer is lav koisa maisa, which according to Scheinberg means I'm not nisiyachas to the chefza v'chol v'chol. And the Chanami, perhaps it's so. Maybe that's the sheirish of Shmuel's yisoid. But lemaisa, it's going to emerge that after all is said and done, if I'm doing it, it's not nisiyachas to the chefza v'chol, that I'm stam standing there, stam standing there bi'alma, and a meila, the Chanami could be right, that then Shmuel is going to hold it's not considered to be an asik or an activity in any way. And according to the Nachal Yitzchok, it's not a maisa avdus altogether, like we said, and therefore he holds that that's the sheirish of the din, Shmuel's shita of Meshamer's lav koisa Maisa is the sheirish of the din that a shomer cannot back out in the middle of the zman. The next Mishnah, Arbo HaShoymim Heim, is really the beginning of an entirely new Mitzoya, and that's the beginning of the Mitzoya of Shoymim. The emes is that this really is the beginning of the subject matter of the next Perek, which is Perek HaShoyel, that discusses all of the halachas of the Shoymim, and Be'etzim, theoretically, maybe we could have had the chapter break, the break of the Prokem, right over here, and this could be the beginning of the next Perek, Arbo HaShoymim Heim, discusses all HaShoymim. This really is an example of something which you find in different places in Shas, in Mishnayos, that the Mishnayos are not that consistent to make the chapter breaks exactly what we expect them to be, and sometimes they're a little bit off. That's a fact. And over here, for example, here we have the subject break, which is really where you start beginning to discuss the subject of the next perek, the halachas of shomrim. The Mishnah brings down that obviously that there's four types of shomrim: shomer chinam, shomer sachar, and shoyel. And a soicher, is a renter, he's renting the item. In other words, the soicher pays money to rent the item and he gets the usage of the item. And that's a machloikis, the way that the Gemara explains what the din of the soicher is. And the Gemara brings down, first we have a girsa that Rav Meir holds that a soicher is like a shemes sochar, and it's chayving nev aveda. However, the Gemara says we have to change the girsa, and we have to say that, in reality, Rav Meir holds that a soicher is like a shemer chinam. Right, and so the Maskana Segemara is the other way. The Maskana Segemara is that Rameo holds that a soicher is like a shomer sochar. So that's the Maskana, and that's like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is like a mayor, a soicher is like a noisy sochar. Frekti Gemara, I hochi, if that's the case, arbo. Why are we saying that there are four shomim, shloisha, nenu lochar, the only three shomim? Does haste a soicher, renter is exactly the same din as a shomer sochar. And therefore, consequently, it's going to come out that Bemister Otaka only three types of categories of shomim, not four. Why does it say that there are four? So the Gemara says on that, Omer Nachab Yitzchok, there's Dalit shomim, four types of shomim. The dinayan shloisha and the dinim of these shomim are only three. So there's four shomim, the dinim are only three. Taisus over here speaks out that be'emes normally in Shas, whenever you use the word ihochi, the assumption generally is that until you made a certain assertion that you just made, I thought that it worked that well. But now that you made a certain assertion, you made a certain claim, now we're going to have a problem based on what you said. Ihochi, according to you, we have a problem. Taisus says, however, the reality is that this sugya doesn't work out well that way. Because the fact is that no matter how you put it, the Mishnah definitely does have, and everybody has, four Shem whose dinim are only three. The fact is, a Seicher is either like a Shem Echinim or he's like a Shem Esachar. A Seicher definitely does not have his own din. He's categorized under one of the existing categories. He's either like a Shem Echinim or like a Shem Esachar. So the fact is, his dinim is only three. So why does he want to say Ihochi? There's nothing particularly new that's Nischadish as a Kasha because of what we just said, that a mayor holds that a Seicher is like a Shem Esachar. It doesn't really make a difference in terms of asking the question, there's only three. The Taisa says, in a Chanami, we find many times in the Gemara that the word Ihochi is lavdavka, and in reality we're asking a question we could have been asked right from the get-go, that you're telling me there's four shomim, but there are only three, and that the Gemara answers, well, the dineim are three, but in reality there are four categories. That's the Tosfos. The Chadush HaChasan Sofer over here wants to answer Tosfos' kasha. That says he wants to explain that in reality there was taka no kasha on the fact that there's three. In other words, that we taka assuming that there were mamish four shomrim until we came across a certain point in the Gemara, and then we had a problem with the three, which is why the Gemara says Ihochi. He wants to answer Tosfos' kasha. Now Sofer answers the kasha based upon a yesoid which nemtzach, which he takes out of the next sugya, the sugya on bottom of Tzadik Gimel Aleph and on Tzadik Gimel Beis. And we should say over the sugya at this point, it's an important inyan which we'll stand be getting into in the Hemshuch of the Shir. So let's say it over here. We have a yesoid that's discussed by Rabbah and then subsequently argued on, modified a little bit by Rav Papa and other Amiroim later in the sugya. The yesoid of Rabbah is based upon something called that I watched over the item, when I'm a shomer, I watched over it kedenatri inchi. I watched over in the manner that people normally watch over things. Not a kedenatri inchi. The Gemara gives a rather startling dinim based on that. We have a shomer that went to sleep a little bit while he's on the job, went to sleep, and the object wasn't shomer, obviously, while he's sleeping. Anybody could take it. Nonetheless, since that the norm of the shomer is they go to sleep a little bit on the job, so that's called kedenatri inchi, and a meila, that's a fulfillment of the shmir, like we'll talk about. Likewise, it talks about a shomer who takes a little bit trip into town, a little bit, a short trip into town, there and back, and midday, and that's also, if it's Ayelka, the Ayli Inchi, and the time and the manner in which people take the trip into town, that's a fulfillment of the Shmir, because that's also Kedenatri Inchi. The opinion of Rabbah is that this is a perfectly good and acceptable Shmir of the entity of the Chayfetz, even if the Shemir is a Shemir Socher, not only if it's a Shemir Chinam, which has a lower level of obligations of Shmir, but even if it's a Shemir Socher, a higher level of obligations of Shmir, we still say this Yesoid of Kedenatri Inchi. Now, the Gemara later on doesn't Paskin and Gansan like Rabbah, it brings in Rav Papa and others that modify Rabbah's din. That says Rabbah is correct with regard to Hashem Echinam. That's what Taisus explains over there later on the Omud on Tzadik Gimel Beis. Rabbah is correct about Hashem Echinam, that Hashem Echinam we do apply the Yisoid of Kedenatri Inchi, but with regard to Hashem Esachar, we say that Lohochi Yavihivnalo Igra, the reason why I paid you so much is that you should give me a Nitirusi, a Seirta, you should give me an extra special watching, and a Mela that you should go above and beyond. Above and beyond the Kedenatri Inchi, and that's how we pass. Asking like of Papa, that Hashem is Sachar, because I'm paying you and I expect very good service for paying you for the pay that you're getting. Therefore, consequently, you have no time, even if you went to took a nap when people not to the inchi when they take naps, and you went into town, the people go into town, and after became Hashem is Sachar is not off the hook. And that's what we pass in like of Papa, that you have to have in the Tirusi Yaserita. Of them, the Chasan Sefer brings down a Chiddush, which he mentions that other Paiskim as well discussed this Chiddush. It's a Chiddush of the Marshach. The Marshach was one of Gedolei HaKadmonim, and the Marshach said a big Chiddush on this din of the next Gemara. The Marshach tainted that we know that a Shemir Aveda, the Gemara says in different places, a Shemir Aveda means I'm watching over a lost object, has a din like a Shemir Socher. We pass like a Yosef, has a din like a Shemir Socher. Why is it that he's like a Shemir Socher? He's not mamash getting paid, he's watching over the object. So he has to be very responsible. If it's a Gnev Aveda, something happens, gets stolen, lost, he's Mechuyev to replace. He's like a Shemir Socher. Why? So the Gemara brings in a Svara called Pruta de Rabbi Yosef. The Gemara in the sixth parable of the Kama, Koines, Pruta de Rabbi Yosef means that if I'm involved in shaking out or taking care of the lost object, which I'm supposed to be a Shemir and taking care of it, and at that moment an onen comes to the Pesach, a poor man comes, I'll be part of him giving him a Pruta because I'm Oisik a Mitzvah, I'm involved in the Mitzvah of watching and actively involved interacting with the lost object, taking care of it. Therefore, I'm part of him giving a Pruta to the Oni, and that's called the Schar, the fact that I get off the hook from paying the Pruta to the Oni, so it makes me a Shemir Socher, the fact that I'm getting a Schar. Zokt of them, the Marashach, that's all very well. I hear that technically there's a technicality there. You are getting some sort of a schar, you're getting the Prut of the Rabbi Yosef and you're a Shemes Socher. But to say, Zokt the Marashach, to go so far as to say what the Gemara says in Rav Papa and the Meroim and the bottom of Sarah Gilan Beis, that you don't even have the Prut of Kedaratri Inchi, even though Shemes Chinen does have that Prut. I went to sleep a little bit when people normally go to sleep, and I went to town when people normally go to town. But the Shemes Socher doesn't have the Prut because I paid you money special that you should make the Tirusi Yaserita a super exemplary watching and not be off the hook based on the Goni Inshi and the Nati Inshi that you did these things that people normally do. Then Zokta Marashach, he's never going to be able to say that Benegeta Hashemir Aveda. Well, what kind of big pay is he getting? He's getting Kornish mit Kornish. Nobody's even paying him consciously. He's just getting Epis Alumdish Astickle. He's getting the Truth of Yosef. He's gaining that if a Prani comes to the door, he wanted to pay the Pruta. That definitely does not have the Sfor in the opinion of Marashach that I'm paying you a special pay and therefore I want exemplary Shmira from you, that you don't have that. So the opinion of the Marashach is a very interesting thing, that he tines that a Shemir Aveda is technically a Shemir Socher, like the Gemara says, and he's Chayav on Gneva and Aveda Mamash, he gets stolen or lost. But the extra special idea, the add-on point, that El Gemara Paskins and Amid Beis from Rav Papa and others, that we Paskin, that you're not even off the hook if you took a little nap when people normally nap, or you went to town when people normally go to town, the Natri Inchi Chiyuv, that you're not off the hook, based on Natri Inshi, because you're a Shemir Socher, that you won't have that choimer by a Shemir Aveda, the Marshach's opinion, and Shemir Aveda is potter as long as he watched Kedinatri Inshi, even if he napped or he went into town, etc., and left the item on watch for a little bit of time, as long as Kedinatri Inshi, you're going to be off the hook, in the opinion of the Marshach, because a Shemir Aveda has just a technical lomdish, a stickle payment, it is a pay, it's mechaving Nev Aveda, but you don't have the special that you accepted lots of money, and therefore, you have to give me exemplary Shemir that you don't have. Grad the and other Achoyim argue on the Marashach, and they bring rise against the Marashach, and they feel that a Shemir Aveda has a Din Gomor like any Shemir Sachar, and doesn't have the Ptur of Natri Inshi either. Of them, Zok the Chasam Soifer, that if you think about it carefully, in our Gemara over here on Tzadik Gimel Amid Aleph, the Gemara discusses the Din of a Soicher, which a Soicher, the Mishnah Paskins, has a Din of a Shemir Sachar. He rented the object. Now, the Emes, a Soicher is not Lamish getting paid, first aid. So the Soicher, not only doesn't he get paid, he actually pays. He pays for the use of the object. So why is that a din of a Shemir Socher? Now it's true that he gets the use of the object, but that's just a trade-off. He gets the use of the object, and in return for that, he pays. He's paying the rent. So what's the reason why we paskin that a Socher is a din of a Shemir Socher, that the Mishnah passing this way? So the answer is because the Socher had this gain that the owner of the object could have chosen anyone in the world to rent it out to. I guess it's a demand, an object in demand, and you could have rented it out to anyone. You chose this guy to rent it out to, so that's a shtickle harvocha, it's a shtickle gain that the guy got. You chose him. And mainly, therefore, that's enough to make it a Shemir Socher. Zokta Chasan Sofer, but in the opinion of the Marashach, according to the Marashach Shita, it's granted that there's some sort of a lomdish shtickle that's called a schar because he chose you, but the Meinser to say that you're mamish getting paid and therefore you're supposed to do the Netirusi Aserita and watching it mamish gansen precisely and assiduously, you should watch it so carefully and not even rely on the kola of Kedinati Inshi, that's not going to make sense according to the Marashach. A Seicher is similar to a Shemir Aveda. You're not really getting paid, and mainly, even though you're like the Mishnah says, or the Chana Seifim, but Afal Pikein, the Seicher is not going to have the additional Chiyuvim that a Shemir Socher has, which I'm before in the Gemara Beis, that he's Chayiv even on not the Inshi type activities, that I took a little nap or something which people are normally in the habit of doing, that type of Chiyuv the Seicher will not have, and he won't be like the Shemir Socher. The Seicher, so Shemir Socher is Chayiv if he naps and something happens to it, and the Seicher will not be Chayiv according to the opinion of the Mashah. So the Chana Seifim, that's the Pshat in the Ihochi of the Gemara. Because Be'emes, the Gemara Hutkahaltmi originally held that a mamish four shaymrim, kipshutoi, the dalit shaymrim. Because even though a seicher didn't like a shemes socher, but he's not in Gansen exactly like a shemes socher because he has this color that a shemes socher doesn't have, that if he watches kidinatri inchi, he's off the hook. Because a shemes socher is not off the hook. So we held that there's four different din in mamish. A seicher is in between. He's like a shemes socher, but he's not like a shemes socher in that once he watches kidinatri inchi and takes a little nap or a little trip to town, he'll be off the hook. Not like a Shemes Socher. So we held that there's mamish four different Shemim of Peter Mashach, and Seichel will be independent, not in Gansen the same as the Shemes Socher. But then, Zokta Chazan Seifer, the Gemara then brought down the Braisa, and the Braisa says a Loshoin, that Rabbi Yehuda Omer, that a Seicher is like a Shemes Socher. The Maskana of the Gemara flips the gears, so Rabbi Meir says a Seicher is like a Shemes Socher. That says, now we're realizing that even though logic is on the side of the Mashach, we're now realizing it's not going to fit the Lashon HaBraisa, because over there it doesn't make any exceptions. It says that a Seicher is like a Shomer Socher. His Zayt Sechoy is that the Mashach is actually Shver. And this will seem to be go like the Cholkom on the Mashach, the Ksois and others that argue on the Mashach. Of them, that the Gemara is very good. That Ihochi, now that you have the Braisa that says that a Seicher is Kinoi Sei Socher. That's the Lashon HaBraisa. Seicher Kinoi Sei Socher. That means Abzoi, he has all the Chomers of a Shemes Socher. He's not even Potter if he's Kinati Inshi. He doesn't have the leniency of Kinati Inshi. That's what the Braisa is saying, apparently. Mamish Kinoi Sei Socher. Abazoyan, that the Gemara is Ihochi Ainu Shloisha, and that's the Gemara's Kasha. So, in other words, he actually wants to learn that the Machloikis between the Mashach and the Cholkom is actually totally in the Shach of Atariya here. We were naming on the Svora that the Mashach is correct. And we held it there for this four Shaimrim, because we held that a Seicher, although he's fundamental like a Shemes Socher, he has a Kula of Natri Inshi, a Shemes Socher doesn't have. But the Maisa, then we brought the Braisa that says that apparently they're equated. Seicher can noise say Socher Mamish equated. If the mamish equated, then it's only gimel. That's the Chazan Sefer's Hezber. Let's get into the next sugya, the sugya of Kedinatri Inshi Api the Rishonim, and then hopefully we'll get back, perhaps, to discuss a little bit this Marashach. The Gemara, as we mentioned before, brings down the Shita of Rabbah. It's Machloikis Rabbah against the Cholkom of Papa and others later on in the Daf and Tzadikim Lodbeis. The Rabbah's Shita is that there is a Ptur even by a Shemes Socher as long as he washed the Kedinatri Inshi, even if Lamaisa he took a nap in the middle of the day, or he went into town in the middle of the day at a time when Kedaili Inshi, and Lamaisa you have to realize that during that time the Metzia said the object was mamish unguarded, and Lamaisa anybody could have taken it. Afal Pikein, that's considered to be a fulfillment of the Chivei Shmira, because he washed the Kedinatri Inshi. The later Gemara of Papa, which is Maskonas Gemara, actually is maskim to the basic din of Rabbah, as we mentioned, but that's only with regard to a Shemer Chinam. With maskim, it's not a Pshia, he washed, even though it's left unguarded for a Shtik Tzait, for a bit of time. Afal Pikein, that's considered fulfilled the watching, because he did it in the manner that people watch, but a Shemes Socher, you got paid and you have to go above and beyond, so it's not sufficient for a Shemes Socher, and that's for Papa Shita later on. Now the Maisa, here we have a very fundamental and important Machlekas Rishonim, understanding what the whole Halacha of Kedinatri Inshi is based on. The Shita of Rashi is, on the top of the page, Notar Kedinatri Inshi, and Rashi says, even if something happens to the object during that time when you were sleeping or you were in town, the Einze Avedo Elo Oine. So Rashi says clearly here, and again later on the Omud, Rashi says that the reason why the person is potter, if you watch the Kedinatri Inshi, is he's considered to be an oines. Now you have to realize, this Rashi is a chiddush gadol me'od, and a number of Yishanim don't learn like Rashi. Because l'chayru, what's the oines? Is that really an oines? What's the oines? I mean, I took at the time I went to nap. I took a nap. I went into town. The people do it during that time. That's an oines. The chemist is, that we'll see a little bit, the truth is that Rav Gusman, the Kunzit Seish Yurim, writes, Rashi doesn't mean for states it's an oines gomor, which is self-understood, it's not an oines gomor. Rashi means that al kopanim that it's an oines in the sense that I did my shmira, and what happened went beyond any obligation that you could possibly obligate me in as a shomer. And we're saying here a huge chiddush that the obligation of a shomer is limited to the norm, the normal manner in which people watch things. And a mela, therefore, to say that I couldn't take a nap when everybody who in the world watches me, they do take naps, that's considered to be beyond any obligation you could possibly obligate me in. So if I took the nap and something happened, that's considered to be a madrega of an oines. This is Rashi Shita. The other Rishonim, a number of Rishonim, the Rashbo here, the Ritva, a number of Rishonim argue, and they learn a different hesber. Now the Rashbo says that the reason why the person is potter when he went through and he watched it, kidnatri inshi, even though he took a nap in the middle, he went to town, the Rashbo says that the hesber is because it's self-understood, built into the original deal and a kabbalos achrayos that you made when you accepted responsibility of the shomim, that b'negeya to that period of time, I'm not accepting chiyuv shmira upon myself. I'm not a shomer with regard to that 15-minute nap that I take in the day. I'm not a shomer with regard to the 20-minute walk into town that I take every day. B'negeya to that time period, I never accept chiyuv shmira upon myself. Now, this haste that the Rashba is, as you could see, he's rejecting Rashi's assumption that such a thing could be categorized as an oinus. Where's the oinus? I mean, you could just stay up. You just don't go to town. That's not an oinus. So the Rashba is learning pshat and the heter of kedinata inshi completely differently. According to the Rashba, the yesoid is that it's a lack of a shiur, a leaving out of the Kabbalah Shmira, but again to that time period when I'm watching over it or that I am going into town. Now, a couple of nekudos over here. First of all, Rav Gustman in the Kuntri Seish Yurim writes, let us very carefully carry through, based upon each of these two drachim and the Rishonim in the din of Rabbah, let's carry that through and explain what it is exactly that Rav Papa rejected later in the Sugya. Thus haste, according to Rashi Shita, so the opinion of Rabbah was that going beyond not allowing me to take my nap or walk into town, that's beyond any responsibility you could machayev me, and it's called an oines. Okay, so Rabbah's opinion, it's called an oines, even with regard to Hashem HaSachar. It's like an oines, potter from oinesim, so therefore even Hashem HaSachar is potter. Masha in Cain of Papa and the other Amorim later on, they held it not mamash on the madrega of an oines, it's only on the madrega of Gustman of a Gneva Aveda, so to speak. It's to say it's mamash like an oines, where's the oines? It's like a Gneva Aveda, so therefore consequently they hold that Hashem Echinim Taka has this taida. You can't have any tainas on me. I watched over it in the normal norm, and I'm not a pishay al kaponim. So therefore, something happened to it. It's a shtickle oinus on the madrega like a gneva veda, and therefore I'm going to be potter al Hashem Esachar, Hashem Echinim. Rather, but if I am Hashem Esachar, and Hashem Esachar obviously has much more greater, more severe, serious responsibilities, greater than that of Hashem Echinim, he's only potter oinus gomur. So on kaponim, a natri inshi situation is not called oinus gomur. You're getting paid. You have much greater responsibilities, and you know, you're responsible even for a situation where it got lost as a result of you taking the normal norm of the nap or going into town, etc. You're not putter on a Shem HaSachar. That's how Rashi's going to learn. Masha in King of Guzman, the Shita of the Rashbo is going to be that the Rabbo held that every Shem HaChinam or Shem HaSachar, either one, it makes a shiur, a leave out in the original Kabbalah Shmira, and he accepts Shmira, the responsibility of the Shmira upon the entity. He leaves out that time period of the day when the person would be taking the nap, which is the norm to take the nap, or the norm to go into town. And Rabbi held that's true even about a Shem HaSachar. So if them, Rav Papa tainted later on in the Gemara, that's not true. Because if you're a Shem HaSachar, and you're taking money, and you're getting paid for your services, for watching over it, so then the person doesn't leave anything out at all, no shiur whatsoever, in his Chiyuv Shmira, and there is no time period whatsoever which is left out of the period of the Shmira, and consequently your Shem HaRamash 24-7, and therefore you're not allowed to, you can't take a nap, and you can't go into town and be mazniach and leave over the item at all. Shem HaChinam has this time of leaving out to time periods from the Shmira, but Hashem HaSachar does not. That's going to be the Shita, the Yesod of Papa, according to the Rashba. Zot of Gustman, based on that, we have to go back now and stealth through and figure out these two Durochim in the different Rishonim and understanding the Nerf of Papa, and figuring out whether they would agree, perhaps, or not agree with the Chiddush of the Marashach. The Marashach tainted that a Shemer Aveda, or perhaps a Soiche, the way the Achrenim said in him, someone who's not mamish getting paid mamish, with a ramish, a paycheck, he's just getting some kind of lumdish payment because he's potter from a oni coming to the door, etc., but he's not mamish getting paid. So somebody like that, in the opinion of the Marashach, even if he'll get a din of a Shemer Socher, and a Bichayim, a Gnev Aveda, afal Pikein, he wouldn't have the extra Kabbalah Shmira the tirusi aseinita to not be able to follow the normal norms and take a nap at the normal time or go into town at the normal time. That much of a choymer he would not have. That's what the Marshach says. As long as them, the Rav Gusman as follows. Now, the MS, that totally in the two Racham and the Rishonim over here, and Rashi is derech as opposed to the derech of the Rashbo. Thus says, if you go with the derech of the Rashbo, then the Marshach makes perfect sense. It makes sense, it's mestaver, and it works. Why? Because according to the opinion of the Rashbo, the MS is that the din in this Gemara about whether a Shemesh Sachar has the leniency of Kedanatan Inshi is not a question of whether this should be incorporated into the Chiyuve Gneva Veda, whether it's categorized in the level of Gneva Veda. I'm not in that. An opinion of the Rashbo is entirely distinct, independent dion, an independent discussion in our Gemara, whether a Shemesh Sachar, we say that if I would have been a Shemesh Chinam, I would have 15 minutes a day here and half an hour over there when I would be not a Shoimer. During that time, I would be going into town, and during that time, I would be going to sleep, taking a nap. But now that I'm a Shemesh Sachar, I'm a Shemesh during the entire day period without any exception whatsoever. That's an entirely distinct issue, a completely different dion, Zokti Rav Gusman, than the dion of a Shemesh Sachar being Chayving Neva Veda, which a Shemesh Chinam is Potter Neva Veda. A completely different discussion. So the Mashach is perfectly entitled to say what he says in this shtickle Torah, the sheet of the Rashba. The Mashach could say that it's a person who's a lumdish Shemesh Sachar, but not mamish getting paid, so consequently he's Chayav Takong Neva Veda, but he won't have the extra Choymer, thus says according to the Rashba, he won't have the extra Choymer of being a straight, consecutive Shemir without any breaks in the Shemira whatsoever. That extra Choymer he won't have. Mashenken, according to Rashi, Shita, Rashi Haltoch, Zokter of Guzman, Rashi holds that the Din in our Gemara and the fact that a Shemesh Sachar is not off the hook when he's just Shemir Kedanati Inshi, that Din is simply a question of whether the Natri Inshi idea is on the level of Gneva Veda or beyond the level of Gneva Veda. So that says, you know, although it's true that the norm is that people watch this thing, they watch it, you know, 11 and a half hours in the day, but they take a little nap over here and they go into town a little bit over there, so they're off the hook a little bit, that's the norm. But Alpha Pekin, if you're going to be a Shoimer Sochar and you're going to have extra very high levels of Shmir and you'll be Chayiv Gneva Veda, then who are then you're going to be Chayiv in the fact that you're taking a nap and leaving it unwashed? That says the din in this Gemara, according to Rashi, is a question of whether we call this an oines. That's what comes out of Rashi's words. According to Rabbah, it's called an oines, and therefore a Shemesh Sachar is potter from onsim, like he's potter from all onsim. And according to Rabbah, it's not mamash an oines, so it's like Neir HaVeda, and therefore Yechayev. Consequently, according to Rashi, Shita, there's no mokum for the Marshach and no room for what he says. Because the fact of the matter is that every Shemesh HaVeda and every Sachar is Chayev on Gnev HaVeda, with everything that comes with Gnev HaVeda, and according to Rashi, the din that Yechayev on a Natri Inshi situation, you take a nap and something happens and Yechayev, El Shemesh Sachar, that's because he's Chayev on Gnev HaVeda, and that nap is on the level of Gnev HaVeda. So that's why Yechayev, according to Rashi. And Mela, it's all one issue, one dion, and the Mashach will not be able to say what he said. If you go with Rashi Shita, he won't be able to make that split within Shemer HaVeda or Seicher and say that even though the Chayev and Gnev HaVeda, they're still Potter on Nati Inshi. So that's the Rav Gusman's shtickle where he explains that the Mashach is based on a very specific approach to the Sugya, which is the approach of the Rashba that understands Nati Inshi to be independent dion, totally separate from the dion of the level of chi of shmir, which the Shemesh Sachar has, is higher at the level of Neva Veda. Now, Rav Abba Berman, and Bemis others as well over here, stell on the basic concept that Rashi says, I'll pay his shita in the sugya, that the idea of Natri Inshi is based on oines. Now, Rav Abba Berman points out that this is a very new oines that we never heard of anywhere else. In other words, the Hainu, I might say I went to sleep. And the fact is that the object is totally unguarded. It's mamish unguarded. You know, it's not like I got him a little bit. It's totally unguarded. I took a nap, and it's completely, anything can happen to this object, and it's completely unguarded. And Alpha PK, Rashi refers to that as an oines. The truth is, I mean, you know, what kind of oinus is that? We would have thought, if not for Rashi in this sugya, that an oinus by definition means I guarded it and Alpha P came, something happened. You know, I was holding on to it and a tornado ripped it out of my hands or something, and that's an oinus. Over here, I left it unguarded. So Rav Abba Berman says, in wonders, what you see from Rashi's derech in the sugya over here is that there's such a thing as an oinus mitzad the gavra of the shomer, even though mitzad the cheftza of the chefetz ha-shomer, the thing is totally unwatched. So says, he explains that normally an oinus would mean that the object was watched and Alpha P came, something happened. Over here, the object wasn't watched, but the Shomer als Gavra, als the Mensch, mitzad his standpoint, from the standpoint of his responsibilities, he took care of all the responsibilities that we could possibly accept of him, in the opinion of Rabbah. That's all we could expect of him. Consequently, anything beyond that is called an oines, even though the chifetz during that time period of the nap wasn't gansen, not shomer at all. But the gavra had fulfilled all of his responsibilities to a T. And then has a lomdus of oines according to Rashi. And Rabbi Berman points out that that's actually a big chiddush, and he says you're going to have to learn that there's actually two dinim and oines by a shomer, two types of ons in the pater of shomer. Because he says we actually find, curiously enough, a tzior of an oines, which is an oines from the standpoint of the chefza, even though it's not a oines from the standpoint of the gavra of the shomer, and it's still pater. And where is that? That's in the sugya earlier in the third parak, which we discussed a little bit when we discussed the sixth parak, and that is the case of somebody who was pesheya in an animal he was shearing shomer, and the animal wandered away into an agam where anything could have happened to it, and then it was meisik adarka. He was pesheya, it wandered away, anything could have happened. And it died Mesa Kadarka, which would have happened in any event and didn't depend on what you did to it. So over there, the Shita of Rava in the third parak is that you potter on that, because the Malach HaMavos Malach HaChamali HaSam Rava says, the fact is that what happened to it is totally out of your control, it died by itself, Mesa Kadarka, totally out of control, and consequently it's not a product of a forsaking of the Shmira, and therefore you potter. It's Dr. Rava Berman, over there, mitzad the Gavra of the Shemir, he Mesa wasn't watching it. Mitzad the Gavra of the Shemir, he did with his and he allowed it to wander away from him. But afal pikein, you put it anyway, according to Rava, because mitzad the chefza was considered to be shomor from this act of just dying spontaneously, suddenly by itself. From the standpoint of that activity of that mu'ura of dying by itself, the chefza was shomer. Says he really sings zok there that there's two independent types of onsen, the kapater or shomer of oines. One is the oines of Rashi and Avagamora. You're taking a nap, and the chefza is not shomer, but from the standpoint of the gavra of the shomer, he's an onus because he did everything he's be expected to do. In the other case, the shomer did not do everything he expected to do. The case of Rava, you let it wander away and it wandered to the agam. But since the chefza was shomer from the meisik adarka, so therefore your potter a different a type of a Torah of Oynes from the standpoint of the Chefza. The Gemara near the end of the Sugya brings down a tzir of a person that was passing, he was a shomer, he was passing the camels over the bridge, and one of the camels stooped, the other camel fell into the water and drowned, and they came in front of Rav Papa, and since he was a shomer sachar, Rav Papa was mechayev him. So the shomer said to Rav Papa, that what should I have done? The camel, it happened by itself, I was watching them properly. Rav Papa said that you could have caused him to pass in single file, mamish, one camel at a time, it could take a whole day or something, but alpha pikein, you could have done that. You could have had them pass single file, across the bridge, single file, wouldn't have stooped. He said, nobody does that. And he said to him, that's nobody, mamish, nobody does it, cause it, Nobody at all causes the camel pass over one at a single file like that. That's mamish not done. That Rav Papa said, Alpha Pikain, it doesn't help. Kasavchu Kamboy the Kamoch. People have screamed about this in the past, but it doesn't help. You are a Shemes Sachar. That's why Tosfos explains the Gemara. You're a Shemes Sachar, and consequently, you're Mechuyav in the Tirusi Yaserita because you're getting paid. And that's Mechayav in the Tirusi Yaserita above and beyond what even is the norm. The norm is Taka not like that to cause them pass them one by one, but you're a Shemes Sachar, and you're Mechuyav to do beyond the norm, and therefore, you're going to be Chayav to pay. That's the Gemara. Taisus over here, Steltzu, and other Rishonim as well, is Steltzu, a somewhat parallel sugya in Meseta Baba Kama with regard to a mazik. The Seikh is a tzior in Meseta Baba Kama, where the Gemara brings a case of somebody whose animals were passing by somebody's field, and one animal of his stooped the other animal, it pushed it, and consequently the animal, the one that was stooped, fell into the field and it damaged. So the Gemara over there brings in a machloikis, if you chayev alts momon a mazik. In other words, you chayev for the fact that your momon did hezek to the field. And there's a machlokas over there in the Gemara to say that Rava says over there that even though you could argue that the person could have caused him to pass one by one and it wouldn't have snooped, afal pikein, you can't call that a pshia and therefore he's not a mazik. You know, it's a question of his own behemoth in the Sugya Bava Kama. His own behemoth is doing hezek to the sora, and we say he wasn't pshia in his behemoth because we go with the norm, and the norm is not one by one. The norm is to do it a bit of a group, and consequently when one pushed the other, it's not called a pshia. The Gemara brings down over there, however, that Rav Kana says over there that it's mamash apshia, and you could have had to walk single file. You didn't make a walk single file. You were peshay in your own behemoth, and it did damage in your chayev. If them zoktoises that we can make a tzushtel and say that Rav Papa and El Gemara is like Rav and the Gemara over there. Let's spell that out. What the Toises is saying is that since Rav Papa and El Gemara makes a distinction between Shemechinim and Shemesachar, and only a Shemesachar who is mechuyev nitirusi aserita, he's the person who's mechuyev in the single file to go beyond and above the norm. But a Shemechinim who's only chayev on pshia and nothing more, so the shemechinam is not mechuyev to go above and beyond the norm, and he's not mechuyev in the single file. So Rav Papa Shita to distinguish between shemechinam and shemesachar, and to not call it a pshia when you didn't go one by one, that That shita, that chiluk, that's like the makel in that gemara in Baba Kama, like Rava, because Rava is saying that you're not a pshia when it's your own animals, and you didn't walk on one by one, and consequently you're not chayef hezek. Mashen kain, the shita Rav Kana over there is more chomor than Rav Papa over here. Rav Kana holds his mamash a pshia when you fail to have the animals walk by one. That's why he's mechuyev, the individual, the owner of the animals in the sugi Baba Kama, alt mazik, because you are pshia, and therefore you're chayef. And in El Gemara, he would have held, Rav Kana would have held, that even a Shemechinam, who's Chayav Amshia, even a Shemechinam has to walk the animal single file, not like Rav Kana, who's Mekel and Shemechinam, and only Machmir on Shemechinam. That places it Susha between the two Gemaras. Now, the Maisa, the Rashba, in the Mesa the Baba Kama, discusses these two Gemaras, and he says that Bechlal is not a Susha at all. He says, but Mamash is two completely separate Diyunim. Over there, is talking about a person, an owner of the animals, whether he's Chayav Mazik, and over here, the Gemara is talking about a Shoimer, and your Mamash can't compare. Why not? So the Rashba stels to the Asoy that he said over here, as he mentioned before. So I say the Rashba says, since my Havon in the Sugya is that the reason why we would allow a person to go with the norms and say, well, that's the norm, and I'm not mechuyev to go beyond it, which Rabbah holds, we always allow you to go with the norms, and even Rav Papa holds, we let a Shemechinim go with the norms. The reason is because b'negeh to beyond the norms, I never was mekabel chiyuvei shmira. It's as if I'm not a shmira. Then again, to any shmira that goes beyond those norms. Dr. Rashba, if that's what it is, that works well for a shomer because his obligations are based on the chiyuvei shmira that he accepted upon himself. And therefore, consequently, to the extent that he'll argue, this is the norm and I never was makabel shmira beyond the norm, therefore he's potter because he's not a shomer. So that's why in El Gemara we have Rabbah saying that beyond the norm, even a shemesach is potter, and even Rav Papa later on holds that at least a shemechinu is potter, being to beyond the norm. Ma'ashein came to the Sugya Baba Kama where the Chiyuv doesn't nemzuch from being a Shoimer. Over there was your own animals and you're a Bailam on the animals and your Chiyuv comes from the din of Momoin Hamazik, which that doesn't depend on any Chiyuvi Kabbalah Shmira. It's not a question of that. It's your animal. You're responsible for what it does. So therefore, Zot Rashba, since in that Gemara, you can't get off the hook at all by saying, I never was Makabel any responsibilities because it's your animal and you're intrinsically responsible for what Hezek your animal does. So that's why in that Gemara, you could easily go look Rav Kana was Machmir and consider a pshia, the fact that it failed to go single file, benegeh to being chayev in your own animals, of mom and hamazik for the animals that your own animals did. It's only over here, Dr. Ashbo, we are a shomer, and we could argue that I left something out of my shmir responsibilities. This is where we will make on a shemechinam and say that I'm not chayev to pay. That's the Rashbo's argument. Zokter of Gusman, that taka works very well for the Rashba. Abulamaisa, we see that Toysis flat out disagrees completely with this Rashba. And Toysis holds the two sugyas on mamish tolu habaha. And Zokter of Gusman, the emes is that would appear to be the same type of mahalach as Rashi's mahalach in this sugya. That says, these Mishainim, Rashi over here, and Toys over here, are not learning with the Rashba's svara that to the extent that Natri Inchi is potter, it's potter because I'm not a shomer with regard to that aspect of the shmira. If that's what it is, say taka, can't stell that suit to Mamana Mazik. If a person is responsible for Mamana Mazik and he can't get off, he can't say, well, I'm not responsible, I'm not a shomer. But Lamaisa, Rashi didn't learn the sugya that way anyway. Rashi shita was that to the extent that Natri Inchi patas you, you potter because Rashi refers to it as an oines, because it's beyond the level of expectations that we could ever expect of you. And therefore, the extent, if you want to know the deal, but you got to, I failed to do a single file, right? So if I'll be a shemechinim, it's not a problem. Why? Because we can't expect of you to go thing to do single file, so we don't call it a pshia and cancel your punter. So Rav Papa is saying that the failure to go single file is like a level of gneva aveda, and therefore consequently you're going to be chayev. So Meila Zokt of Gusman Toysis, who learned apparently along similar lines, he's going to say that we're going to shtel to directly these two sugyas. Both sugyas are based upon ascertaining, determining what level of responsibility we're going to require somebody to take. And at what point we're going to say that's beyond the level that we could possibly ask or expect of you. And therefore, Toysis understood that whatever level of responsibility is called a pshia in our Gemara, a pshia in a shomer, is mele going to be chayev in a mazik, because a mazik is chayev when he's pshia in his own animals and they cause damage. Whatever level in our Gemara is beyond the level of pshia, and we can't expect it of a shemechinim, for example, so it's beyond the level of pshia, that's going to be potter, benegeya to a mamon hamazik. And since Natri Inshi is apparently, according to Rapapa and Al Gemara, beyond the level of a pshia, which is why once I'm not to be inchi, I did it the normal way. The animals are not single file, but that's normal. And therefore, a shemechinim will be potter because he's not called a pesheya. So therefore, of them zoktoisis, that who are then, if it's beyond the expectations you could expect of me as a shemir in Al Gemara, it's also beyond the expectations that you could expect of a bailam on the animals in the Sugya Baba Kama, and consequently, he's potter from Amon Amaz because that's not a pshia. It's Dr. of Guzman, that's the asoy that emerges from this toisis. The asoy that emerges is that the same way we have a limitation on the responsibilities that we place upon a shomer, and to say that I have to go totally outside the norms is beyond what we expect of a shomer chinam, and it's not called a pshia, it's not called a failure, not called a pshia, but if I go within the norms, the same way, if I'm responsible, acting responsibly toward my behemoth, and I'm within the norms, it's not called that I was pshia my behemoth, and even if I fail to go single file, a pshia, it's not, and therefore that's why that's a hezbein rova that Tosis is saying in Nakamura, which is doime to Rav Kana in this Gemara, Papa in this Gemara, and saying that you'll be potter and you'll be potter from Amun Amaz.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.